special live version. First time we've done this, Greg, a live version of This Week in Michigan Football History, brought to you by Stadium Trophy.
And what a great day to do it on Willis Ward Day in the state of Michigan. You cannot beat it.
All right, Willis Ward Day is what you heard. I got Greg Dooley here, of course, Sam's to my right, and Brian Kruger is right here. Brian, you, of course, from Sun 3 Media, you put this documentary together, Black and Blue. It's a great day for the state of Michigan to finally be recognizing something that happened 78 years ago today, one of the true black marks on this program, but something that should never be forgotten because it helped shape the future of America.
Yeah, it did. It really did. And to see that Michigan is actually doing something finally after all these years is just great. And it makes Buddy Morehouse, who's my writer and standing over there, it makes Buddy Morehouse and I effort all the more sweet to see that Michigan actually decided after 78 years to honor him on this, the 78th anniversary of the Georgia Tech football game.
Well, I think it's interesting, and I'm going to have you kind of explain the story for those that don't know it, but 78 years ago, the best player in the Michigan football team, whose roommate was future President Gerald Ford, was not even allowed inside the stadium, nevertheless play in the game. Take us through the story.
Well, what had happened in 1934, Willis Ward, who, like you say, was the best player on Michigan's football team, Georgia Tech came up to play Michigan, and Georgia Tech had one demand. If they're going to play Michigan, Michigan had to bench their black player because schools from the South didn't play against teams with African Americans. So much to Michigan's surprise, Fielding Yost, who was in charge of everything at the time, decided to not only bench Willis Ward, but also ban him from Michigan Stadium. So we're about as close as Ward could have got 78 years ago. Michigan ended up winning that game, but it was the only game that they won all year, and it was a 1-7 season, the worst season in Michigan football history.
And it's not like that season was coming on the heels of, because they were good the year before.
Two undefeated national championships, back-to-back. They go into that season, and they bench Willis Ward. The whole team goes into the tank, but more especially when Willis Ward's roommate and best friend found out about it, he quit the team. And that was future President Gerald Ford when he was a 20-year-old kid, when it didn't mean anything other than that was his best friend. And Willis Ward talked him into playing, said he needed to go out there and win the game, and they did.
Last week, Greg, at the game during the Gerald Ford legacy celebration, they did bring up the Willis Ward thing, and today there will be some sort of a presentation, celebration, some sort of honorarium, I guess, some point during the football game. But this is a story that really needs to be continued to be told, because while it's a dark day in the program's history, it is a very important day as well.
Has to be recognized, and we were talking about it before. This is such an important event, and it's not like people back then didn't realize that this was a wrong. The campus erupted with protests when students found out that Ward might be benched. They didn't even know that this was going to happen. And really, for the athletic department to do something, some people say, well, took too long, but here we are on the 70th anniversary. What a great time to do it.
Willis Ward Day. And talk about the project itself and how, you know, putting it all together, because there were a lot of different angles that you have to come from. The
That's
history
right.
of the Michigan program having the first African-American in the Big Ten.
That's right.
With
yeah.
George Jewett, and all the way through to Willis Ward and Gerald Ford, obviously, after football and presidency, et cetera.
That's exactly right. And the story is great because the story also involves America's greatest playwright. We find out that Arthur Miller was a student at the time at the University of Michigan, and he was so incensed that he got in his car and drove to Atlanta to try to talk the guys at Michigan Tech into playing, saying, you know, Ward's a great guy, you guys ought to play. And they met at a bar. And those guys about killed him. They ran him out of town and said, if we see you or Willis Ward in Ann Arbor, there's going to be a lot of trouble. So Arthur Miller came up, wrote a scathing story against the university for benching him and Georgia Tech for demanding it. And the story was so amazing and so harsh that they didn't print it. So anyway, but throughout the rest of their lives, Gerald Ford and Willis Ward became you know, best friends. And their careers followed each other all along. And the fact that Michigan... Michigan kind of buried this story for 78 years until we really pushed forward to try to get that done.
And can I add something? Of course, Ward was also an outstanding track star at Detroit Northern and at Michigan. And he raced Jesse Owens, a Buckeye, and beat him twice in one meet. So there you go. A lot of people don't know that. But it's awesome.
And there actually, that story actually kind of does relate to the Olympics when Jesse goes the next year, because
that's right.
He was good enough to go to the Olympics.
Willis Ward was going to go to the Olympics, but he decided not to because he didn't want to be Jim Crowed the way he was at Michigan during the Georgia Tech game during the Olympics. So he decided not to go out for the Olympics, and that is a sad story because Willis Ward was a world-class sprinter and high jumper.
Well, you know, I look at this, and I think that, you know, it's all a matter of perspective. American history is littered
sure.
with incidents like this. You could spin this a totally different way. because you look at the spirit of the students at that time and what they did in organized protest. And you look eventually at what Michigan became. Michigan became a beacon of equality.
Absolutely.
This might be the genesis of that.
That's what the most exciting thing about this is that Michigan has become this beacon of civil rights activity for the last 60 years, which also begs the question why it took them so long to be able to admit that this had actually happened, because nobody here, and certainly nobody for the last 60 years, was involved with that, and they should hang their hat on what they've done in civil rights. But I'm just glad they decided to finally honor Willis Ward.
Well, the other aspect of this that I think is extremely commendable is the great efforts that you guys have gone to, great lengths you've gone to,
Thank you.
Get this in schools across the state of Michigan.
That's the other thing we're trying to do. I used to be a school teacher, so we cut in lesson plans and study guides and an e-book, and we're trying to get companies to help us give this to every public library and every school, high school and middle school in the state of Michigan. So far, we've distributed nearly 500 with the help of Comerica, the Kellogg Foundation, First of America Bank, Bob Maxey Ford. A lot of companies are coming forward and saying, let me help. So we're still taking that. If anybody out there wants to do that, stunt3.com, we're still taking that kind of help to get this story out to schools.
That's right.
There you go, stunt3.com. And we're going to find a way to where between now and the end of the show, we're going to give away a copy of this documentary, Black and Blue. We have two copies to give away. Great documentary, Black and Blue. I had a chance to watch it when it first came out, and I learned a lot. Kind of like every week during This Week in Michigan Football History, Greg, you always bring a nugget of information or two that people don't know, and I learned a lot watching these documentaries.
Just a tidbit, too, on the release that's out right now that's available, and I'm sorry you don't have one of these. We have what we believe to be the only footage of Willis Ward and Gerald Ford playing together in Minnesota in 1934, and we feature the clips of that in the film now, and it's really cool to see.
How did you guys find that? How did you get
it? Actually, we found it through the Gerald Ford library, and they didn't know they had it. It was miscatalogued, so we just found it a couple of months ago, and it's cool. It's cool. Ward was huge.
He's a stand-up defensive end coming off the side, and he's in the footage. Just show him creaming
he
people.
He just takes a guy and just, it's great.
Because they play both ways, of course. Yeah, it's really cool.
All right,
really cool.
Guys, appreciate it. Greg and Brian, great to have you guys here. It's going to be interesting to see exactly what they do inside the stadium today to honor Willis Ward, but today on the 78th anniversary of a very important day in Michigan football history. We appreciate you guys stopping by. Enjoy the rest of the tailgate, and go Blue.
And they can
go
get Blue. It at stunt3.com.
There you go, stunt3.com. Great documentary, Black and Blue.
Thanks, Eric.
After the game, listen for the call of the game brought to you by Wireless Zone and the Locker Room Wrap-Up Show, live from Scorekeeper Sports Grill and Pub, and right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. Still to come, my one-on-one with head coach Brady Hoke. Your injury report brought to you by Body Specs and Ben's Insurance presents You Make the Call. But up next, Sam Webb has a nice sit-down, long sit-down, one-on-one with with wide receivers coach and recruiting coordinator Jeff Eklinski. So that's coming up on the other side of the break, so stay with us. This is the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, live from the Bud Light Victor's Lounge and right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.